Through Google Translate.
Lori Gottlieb is a writer and psychotherapist. She has a Dear Therapist column, so you can imagine the kind of letters that people write to her. And so in her speech, she shared one of these letters. Now, I'm not going to read the whole speech because you can go straight to the source. The link is in the show notes. But I will pick up this particular letter that she shared in her speech. And here it goes. Dear Therapist, I've been married for 10 years and things were good until a couple of years ago. That's when my husband stopped wanting to have sex as much. And now we barely have sex at all. Well, last night I discovered that for the past few months, he's been secretly having long late-night phone calls with a woman at his office. I googled her, and she's gorgeous. I can't believe this is happening. My father had an affair with a co-worker when I was young, and it broke our family apart. Needless to say, I'm devastated. If I stay in this marriage, I'll never be able to trust my husband again. But I don't want to put our kids through a divorce, stepmom situation, etc. What should I do? And that's the letter. So later on, she read another letter. She says, I want to read you one more letter, and it goes like this. Dear Therapist, I need help with my wife. Lately, everything I do irritates her. Even small things like the noise I make when I chew. At breakfast, I noticed that she even tries to secretly put extra milk in my granola so that it won't be as crunchy. I feel like she became critical of me after my father died 2 years ago. I was very close with him, and her father left when she was young, so she couldn't relate to what I was going through. There's a friend at work whose father died a few months ago, and who understands my grief. I wish I could talk to my wife like I talk to my friend, but I feel like she barely tolerates me now. How can I get my wife back? So what you probably realized is that it's the same story from the husband's point of view and from the wife's point of view. Some of you might even have your own conclusions based on who's right and who's wrong. And some of you might be thinking, okay, like we need the whole story in order to know better. But what Lori Gottlieb is trying to say is that both of these stories are about a longing for connection. And if we can get out of our first-person perspective and think of the story from another person's point of view, then suddenly we get a clearer picture of what the whole story is about. Her speech is titled, How Changing Your Story Can Change Your Life. Lori Gottlieb 是一名心理咨询师，她有一个专栏叫做是亲爱的心理咨询师，所以你可以想象她收到的信件都是一些比较私人的内容。她在演说当中分享了她收到的这一封信。亲爱的心理咨询师，我结婚十年了，直到两年前一切都很好。两年前开始，我丈夫就没有那么想要和我行房了。现在我们也几乎很少有性生活。昨晚我发现，在这几个月中，他一直悄悄地跟他办公室的一个女人打很长的深夜电话。我上网搜索了她，她很漂亮。我无法相信竟然发生这件事。小时候我的父亲和他同事有了外遇，把我们的家庭变得支离破碎。不用说，我很伤心。如果我继续维持这段婚姻，我永远不会再相信我的丈夫了，但我不想让我的孩子经历父母离异，或者是让他们有继母的情况等等，我应该怎么办？接着在演说当中， Lori Gottlieb 又分享了她收到的另一封信。亲爱的心理咨询师，对于我的妻子，我需要你的帮助。最近我做的每一件事都刺激到她，即便是很小的事情，比如说我咀嚼的声音，吃早餐时我注意到他甚至偷偷地在我的麦片里加牛奶，让它不会那么脆。我觉得在两年前我父亲离世之后，他就对我越来越苛刻。我跟我爸爸非常的亲近，而他父亲在他很小的时候就离开了他， 所以他无法理解我所经历的一切。我有位同事朋友，他父亲在几个月前也离世了，他能够理解我的悲伤。我希望我可以像跟我朋友一样，和我妻子谈谈，但我觉得我的妻子现在很难忍受我。我应该怎样挽回我的妻子？这时候你应该有注意到，这两个故事是相同的，只是从另一个叙述者的角度来讲。也许对于这两个故事，你也有你的判断，你觉得谁对谁错，又或者你觉得你必须要了解更多才能够下定论。尽管他们的故事叙述角度不一样，但同样的，他们都在寻找一种关系上的联系。所以当我们跳脱我们自己第一人称的视角，从另一个角度去看同一个故事，我们就有更多的细节，更多的了解。 Lori Gottlieb 借由这两封信提醒我们，有时候我们自己对自己也说了很多不同的故事，但是如果你要改变你的人生，就得从改变你的故事开始。
Thank you for listening to 如歌 Translate。You can get this podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or the SBH Radio app. 只要下载 SBH Radio 手机应用程序，也可以收听到这个 podcast。